Wait around. Say what? You're supposed to be starring season 3. What? Yeah, you had to be starting season 3. What? Yeah, you had to start season 3 right now. Oh, that's right. We can night this arse right now. And welcome to season 3 of Weekend Nightmare. Yes, this season covers the fall 2016 season. And it goes from today, August the 30th, to about late November. So we're going to have a lot of time for Week and Night. We're going to have very few amounts of Week and Night news. And as we know, Week and Night news are always released every Tuesdays at 7. That still hasn't changed. But what will be changing is how they're going to be released and who will get them. And when would they get them? That's more now on Nashby's Weekend Nightmare, where I'm going to explain how everything like that will work. And I will tell you that will start in October 1st, so you better be on the alert on that. Meanwhile, you want to know what was that intro that I did? Yeah, the one before the serious talk. Well, it has something to do with our first story in the Weekend Nightly Suit. And it's the end of the info portal. We feel more information on Saturday about the second season of the Mobile Suit Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans anime, including the sequel shows, theme song artists, new cast members, and new character and mecha designs. Additionally, the site will be streaming a second promotional video for the series on Saturday. The show staff recently revealed the information at the C3 Tokyo 2016 event on Sunday. By the way, couple of things. The videos in the story on Ring are available in the article links in the show description below. That's the first thing. The second thing is that one of the videos contains spoilers for the first season. So if you don't want to get spoiled, as if you're watching Iron Man Orphans, then you might probably not want to watch that video. Okay. Spyair, that's S-P-Y-A-I-R, is performing the second season opening theme song. And Granrodeo, E-R-A-N-R-O-D-E-O, is performing the ending theme song, Sonen, S-A-S-O-N-E-N, No Hate. Nantes is streaming a 15-second teaser trailer for Orlando's ending theme song on Saturday. That video is also available on that site. By the way, if I like that 15-second preview of that, I might want to buy a CD, and then I... No, I can't do that, because that violates my copyright. I'm pissed that you two sound into mass, and you wish well that we can not me for about 6 months. Here's the thing. The new cast members include no romanticization. The characters' names aren't now official. And this is why this one is a lot of pages. That's correct. When I print it, it was 12. Ryoto Osaka as Hass, H-A-S-S, Midi, M-I-D-A, a new member of Tekken. That is T-E-K-K-A-D-A-N. Mako Fukukawa as Zach Law, a new member of Tekken. So, we're into the new members. Subaru Kimura as Ande Yuhane, a new member of the Tekken's maintenance session. Kazumasa, K-C-U-M-A-S-A, Fukadawa as Radice, R-A-D-I-C-E, Raylot, R-E-L-T, Tekken's Earthman's auditor. Wow, you have a wrestling company, let's have a lot of auditors. Kibiko Saito, S-A-I-T-O-U, as Kukubita U-U-D, Artemis Company Secretary and Clerk. Toru Okawa as Baptista, the liaison, the head of the liaison family, and belongs to the Seven Stars. I'm thinking we're into the Mad Eyes here. Nobunaka Shinimasuke, S-H-I-M-A-C-A-K-I, as Ioc, I-O-C-A's, Kusan, K-U-A-A-N, the head of the Kusan family, and belongs to the Seven Stars. Mao as Julietta, A-U-L-I-E-T-T-A, Jules, A-U-L-I-S, a Mobisuit Aya and of R.F. Arianhood, A-A-A-R-I-A-N-R-H-O-D, or that's Arian Raha. I'm trying. There. Tomokaki, T-O-M-O-A-K-I, Manego, M-A-E-N-O, as Isnihara, I-A-S-H-I-N-A-R-I, Kamisuke, K-A-M-I-C-H-E, Mirrors on Mariette. The new Mecha designs! Names romanticized aren't official yet. D-A-S-W-S-C-S-11 Anthem Duenison D-U-S-I-O-N We make Full City! Sinison, that is S-H-I-S-H-I-D-E-N, U-O-Y-U-C-O. Daram Lodi, D-A-R-M, L-O-D-I. Nichirase, L-E-I, no, L-E-C-I-N. R-A-C-A, do that, I think I should do that, that's my son of a suit. And other than Anse, I-O-C-A's. InRail, InRail. EB06 at Crescent. EB-06 R. Crescentire. CRACELITRE. Mills. And EB-05 S. Suvame. SHUVABLE. Race. DRACE. ECRA. Here's some liver information. Anime will be mirrored about October the 2nd at 5 p.m. on NBS, TBS, and that's the same choices as I don't want to read, as well as through streaming. We do not know if Crunchyroll has it yet, so don't ask in the comments. So if you try asking too many times, I might mark you as spam, which is not very good for the channel. The unlocked info portal previously revealed character visuals and descriptions for the new season, as well as the new Thunder Marvel Ghost Nupus, L-U-P-U-S, a new upgraded form of the Thunder Marvel Ghost at Mizuzuki, piloted in the first season. The description contains spoiler for the first season. I'm going to tell you before I continue to read, if you don't want to hear the spoilers, watch this skipping through the video of me and Essing where I read the Nash story. Do me a favor, there's a little sound visual thing on the Bay Area on your player. Click on that. That turns on mute. That will. That will mute your audio. So, if you don't want to do it, do it now. Alright, for those of you that are brave enough to do the spoiler treatment or didn't heed the warning, we're now revealing the spoilers. Mizuki Arts, that is M-I-K-A-C-U-K-I. Arts is A-U-C-U-S. Spoilers, avoid affiliated with the Tedkan, T-E-K-K-A-D-A-N. Due to overuse of the Leon Bina system, he lost sight in his right eye and the use of his right arm. Because he retains the use of both only while connected to the Leon Bina system, he keeps on fighting as the pilot of the unknown Marvelous Nupus. And here it is. Aura Itisuka, I-T-S-U-K-A. The leader of Tekion. Yes, he has started making a name for the Tekion during the battle surrounding the Armiru A-R-B-R-A-U Evasence. As a result, the Tekion has grown. Under his watch, however, he is still unstoppable in his will to protect the Tekion members who he considers his family. And now to the mobile suit in question, the unknown Marvel Ghost Nupus, L-U-P-U-S. The mobile suit that Mikisuki Artist Islands. At the main miles and upgrades from Tewas, it has taken on a new form, which has weaponry. The mobile suit is one of the frames used in the Calamity War 300 years ago. Let's see if I'm 300. Oh boy, if I was like 300 years old, I would be qualifying for Social Security. Literally. That's Medicaid. All right, I'm going to do something that I had never done before. And this is for those spheres that are still on mute. Hey, did you unmute? Can you hear me? Good. All the spheres are over. So, here's some information. The 25 episode first season premiered in Japan in last October. SK, Info, and Hulu stream the series as their Crunchyroll and Funimation stream new episodes 1 week after they air. That's their current point there. Adult Swim's Toonami Mock begin airing the anime with a English dub and Doom. No wonder I give you spoiler alert warnings. Takushi T-A-T-S-U-Y-U-K-I, not N-A-G-A-I, is helming the show at Sunrise, while Mare, M-A-R-I, Okawa, O-K-A-D-A, handling the series composition. Yu Ito, I-T-O, with Lorenzo character designs, while Mitsunori Shiba, designed the characters for animation. Naohiro Wasahiro Kaneteke, oh, that is N-A-O-H-I-R-O-W-A-S-H-W-A-S-H-I-O K-A-N-E-T-A-K-E M-E-Kawa E-B-I-K-A-W-A Ippi, I-P-P-E-I, Shibu, C-Y, slash O-B-U, Kenshi, Terakoka, T-E-R-A-O-K-A, and Tamosu, T-A-M-O-T-S-U, C-O-H-A-R-A, S-H-I-N-O-H-A-R-A, and design the mechanics for the show. Kusanagi, K-U-S-A-N-G-A-I, is in charge of art design, and Masahiro Yokohama is composing the music. Almost wrong one. That goes. Okay. Now, since we deal with a lot, let's get to the other stories. Jerry E.S. announced on Saturday at the ICIDA, E-I-S-S-I-D-A, Summer Festival event in Shiba at the Final Fantasy Type Zero Character Ace. With only the Alicia, D-I-S-S-I-D-I-A, Final Fantasy arcade game as a playable character. His type will be suit. Square Enix announced the Conflict of the Dolls update, which will feature players alliance with either Sipirus, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-S, this was left below, voiced by actor Isirei, I-S-S-E-I, Takahashi, T-A-K-A-S-H-I, or the artist Materia, M-A-T-E-R-I-A, this arrived below, so voiced by singer Aria, E-R-I-N-A, Mano, M-A-N-O. By the way, you can see the pictures in the article links below. During the event, all airs fight for their respective size and mobile submissions. Did a victory over the world and decided the most points at the end of the event will win. The event takes place over the course of 2 weeks, once a month, and will launch in September or later. The arcade game features a 3v3 system. The game also includes a summons game that players can use to summon Fit and other popular Final Fantasy summons when the days is full. Koi, K-O-E, Tamo Games Team Ninja development name, which uses technology from a PlayStation 4 core system instead of a dedicated arcade circuit board. The game launched in Japanese arcades in November of 2015 and previous updates this year added Final Fantasy Darling and Final Fantasy VI and X's Kefra, K-E-F-K-A, also as playable characters. Square Enix releases Divizia Final Fantasy, a PlayStation 4 world fighting game featuring Final Fantasy Heroes and Villains in 2008 in Japan and 2009 in other parts of the world. The company then released the Divizia 1-2 Final Fantasy sequel in 2009 for the PSP with new characters, stages, and story. Square Enix announced the Disney Final Fantasy Alpha Omega game for release for smartphones this year. Meanwhile, one more song news involving AI procedures and Mexico. Oh, I know we're not talking about the other politician news stuff. You can turn to CNN. I don't do political crap. Here's the news there. One of the most popular and talented Ebony Swart Man's Foe will have a one-man concert for the first time in Mexico City as part of their tour Limited Circuit 2016 and will have stops in Brazil, Peru, and Argentina. Mexico's concert will be held on December the 7th on El Plaza Condesa, C-O-N-D-E-S-A, at 8 o'clock p.m. Or, in other words, also a la noche. Foe is a five-piece band made up of two vocalists, created in 1998 by the members Kosi, K-O-S-A-S-I, and Take, T-A-K-E. They had their musical roots in the legendary Man X, the band. Main as an indie cover man, Foe grew quickly and has made them the favorites of the crowds. Over the years, their music has been associated with main other MMA titles as Naruto, Grandma Kami to Kami, Code Geass, The Seven Deadly Sins, Uwara X2, Eureka 7, now Eureka 7, and Tales of Cestria, C-E-S-T-I-R-I-A. Four members include Keiko Hayashi, which is a focus, Kosashi, K-O-S-H-I, Arkara, A-S-A-K, KAWA is a focus on guitar. Takasaka is a main guitar. Hiroshi Iwasaki performs the bass, and performing the drums is Kohato, K-O-S-T-A-R-O, Goto, E-O-T-O. With 31 singles and 10 studio albums, Bo is a man that you cannot miss on their first concert in Mexico. Listen to the greatest hits as A's, Colors, O, Remember, R-E, colon, M, capital M, E-M-V-E-R, Sign, Salah, Head, Salah, that is C-H-A, that's L-A, that's capital H-E-A-D, that's capital C-H-A, that's L-A, Hero, Nizzy, N-I-A-I, No Sora, Stepping, I think it's stepping out, yeah. E as an 7. The number 7 as S-E-V-E-N, close quote. Tickets are available and the ticket at El Plaza Corazza and on Ticketmaster Mexico, with range from $80 to $30. I think it's from 30 to 80. Or 130. There might be incorrect on the article, so be check the site there for more info. Meanwhile, girls and answer anime is balanced at the sequel. The girls and answer Hardcore Tanks Combo 2 event announced on Sunday that it represents on a girls and panther anime sequel titled Girls and Answer Sai Susio SAI SA/U SA/O, or Girls and Answer The Final Chapter, has been renamed. The production video that made the announcement featured the following screenshots. The cast at the Anglerfish team, ANCLERFISH, was going director Tsumu, TSUTOMU, Mitsushima, MITSUSHIMA, in his first appearance at the 20th Ohari O/O ARAI Anglerfish Festival event on November the 13th. The Blu-ray disc and DVD for the Girls and Answer Hardcore Tank Carnival 2 event would go on sale on February the 24th. And no, you can't get in this. I think it's available at foreign country stores, which will be a tougher thing for us as well. And finally, we had the best of the best. What about the worst of the worst? Heroines in Shonen, S-H-O-N-E-N, manga tend to be nice girls, sometimes with combat abilities, Here you see in falling in love with the hero. Like any protagonist, they're supposed to be likable and reliable. But sometimes meet the characters who are anything but lazy, brutal, arrogant, incompetent, unjust, or selfish. To designate the war's heroines in Wheatley's film and accessory, the editorial division at the Epic's fan site. Ooh, ranking. That is COO ranking, R-A-N-K-I-N-C, pulled 500 people in their 20s and 30s, 250 men, and 250 women. That way is no survey bias. And yes, we know some of you are psychology professors that might want to watch this. The survey was conducted on June the 28th to July the 1st. Although the website posted the results on August the 27th. Well, they wanted to see a third variables this sneak in. The question was technically worded. Which heroine in accessory makes you the angriest? Multiple votes were permitted. That's what they are. And for... here are the top 20 results in reverse order. That's how we do it on Ecoflash Points and Views now. Number 20, we have Aika, A-I-K-A from NXO. 1.8%. Tie for 18. We had Lala, L-A-L-A, Tolavru Trouble, T-O-L-V-A, that's R-U, that's T-R-O-U-B-L-E, that's, and Karu, K-A-O-R-U, from Ronnie Kenshin, with 2%. Number 17, we had R-K, E-A-K-K-I, from Holsin, H-O-S-H-I-N, N-I, ENCI with 2.2%. Tie for 13th. We have Miko, M-I-H-O, from Makuman, B-A-K-U-M-A-N, Sakurako, S-A-K-U-R-A-K-O, from Siren, C-P-S-Y-R-E-N, Himiko, H-I-M-E-K-O, my street guns, set as S-K-E-T, dance. And Nami from One Piece with 2.4%. Number 12, we have Shiba from World Trailer with 2.6%. Number 9, we have Tsumasuka from Strawberry 100% with 2.8%. And entering the top 10, we have in number 10, Kokomi, K-O-K-O-M-I, from Sake Kusuko no Saina, with 3.4%. Number 9, Medaka, M-E-D-A-K, Medaka's Mox, M-E-D-A-K, Mox, 3.8%. Number 8 is Siki, C-H-I-A-K-I, from Roku in Aussie, Moose, as R-O-K-U-D-E-N-A-S-H-I, Moose, with 4%. And we have a two-way tie for sis. Tsurara, T-X-U-R-A-R-A, Manura, Rise of the Yokai Man, and Sakura from Naruto, both with 4.2%. And these, they were 0.3% out at the top 5, as number 5 goes to Karara from Intama, E-I-N-T-A-M-A, with 4.5%. However, the top three became the top four. As Erin, E-R-I-N-A, from Food Wars, and Misa, M-I-S-A, from Ethno, both got 5.3%. Runner up on the worst dish is Ciote, that is C-H-I-T-O-C-E. From Niskoi, N-I-S-E-K-O-I, with 5.9%. And the number one with 6.7% from the anime series of My Hero Academia, Otsakako, O-C-H-A-K-O. Hopefully the winner of the showing heroin audition will fare better and or Otsakako, O-C-H-A-K-O. The application, and I was honest the 26th. And that is all for this week there. If you remember, we are still in there. We could always use some few comments on there. See what your reaction is on this. See what your reaction is on the stories as well. By the way, today to kick off the third season of Weekend Lightning. Yes. We're still in 2016, but hey, seasons are in weather. And unlike the last one where we had a break, this one we did have a little transition from season 2 to season 3. Though I will assure you, in the winter season, that will be season 4, I will tell you this in advance, we will be taking a little break. That's a 1 or 2 week break for Christmas and New Year's, because I think in the anime world, they're quiet in these stories there. But we still have more of the little form content. If you are upon the little form content, we still have the top 10 nisses from the American Modern Nisses. Every Saturday mornings, we had the official Japanese modern list every Thursday mornings. We have the anime Blu-ray and DVD ones. Those are still in the tweaking stages. Yes, they're still in the tweaking stages so that they can be published in a reasonable amount of time without me rushing there. And we're still looking at the time code to see if we can have to adjust the times there so that we can have all them of us in a reasonable amount of time. But you can get all the North American releases on Wednesday afternoons. We usually put them out on 5 p.m. on YouTube. It does go to the North American releases that's there as well. By the way, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you visit the YouTube site, is one way that you can get all the videos there as well. Also, if you want them on the phone, go to the subscribe and then go to the narrow ear icon. Say, send to your cell phone for more videos. Or if you're on the computer, let's click on the circle, say, send to my email for more videos. Also, Weekend Lightnings and Weather Update of Fast Points and Views videos are always on YouTube as a link to the YouTube video. So there is numerous ways to do there. And Weekend Lightnings is available on iTunes and Google Play on via podcast. Till then, this is Ika Fast saying, we'll see you next week. Till then, goodbye.